This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. Hamilton County Prosecutor Joe Dieter says he will not retry former UC police officer Ray Tensing for the shooting death of Sam DeBose during a traffic stop in 2015. Two previous attempts to try Tensing ended in hung juries. And joining us to discuss this latest news are University of Dayton Law Professor Thaddeus Hoffmeister and WVXU digital editor and reporter Tana Weingartner. And Professor Hoffmeister and Tana, thank you for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you for having me, Mark.
Tana, let's start. You were covering the press conference that Joe Dieters gave. What reason is he giving for not trying this a third time?
Well, I should say I'm standing outside the prosecutor's office right now, so I apologize for any wind noises. But what the prosecutor said was they've tried twice. He believed both times that he could win. But the juries did not convict two times, and in fact, the second time seemed to be leaning again more in favor of Tensing being not guilty. So he said, if I don't believe I can win, then I'm not going to go to trial again. He said, just doesn't think he can get a conviction.
Professor Hoffmeister, what's your reaction to this decision? What do you think?
I can't say I'm surprised because it seemed, based on the informal polling that I heard from the votes, that it actually was going in the reverse direction for the government. So they had, it seemed, usually the government's case gets stronger the second time they bring it, but apparently the jurors seemed more favorable to the defense on the second round.
So what does this mean for Ray Tensing? I mean, he, at this point, he's not been convicted, he's not been acquitted. What does this mean legally, Professor?
It means he can go right back to work, and that's I think, some of the troubling aspects of what happened here, because he doesn't have a criminal conviction. What's to prevent him from becoming a police officer and going back on the force, whether at University of Cincinnati or some other place? So I think that's one of the risks when the government shot so high with a murder and a voluntary manslaughter charge, is that now this person has no type of conviction.
And he can't be tried for this again in criminal court, is that right?
No, he can't. He didn't get a flat-out acquittal. If he got a flat-out acquittal, then the state of Ohio could not try him. The federal government could, of course. But here we just have a hung jury. So they could retry him as many times as they want because he never got a straight acquittal by the jury. So they could. That's why they could have done a third trial if they so desired.
Mm. And let me jump in here and add that that Prosecutor Dieter says the U.S. Attorney's Office did reach out to his office about 10 days ago asking for information. So the prosecutor's office has shared all of their information. So there could be some sort of federal charges coming in.
So in other words, he could be tried on a civil rights charge?
Right. So the U.S. Attorney's Office is looking into it now.
Okay. Professor?
Yeah, so similar, if you remember what happened to Rodney King back in California. So when Rodney King, the police officers who assaulted him, they walked on the state charges. For the major ones, and so they had riots, of course, we've been familiar with those. And then the federal government stepped in and ultimately prosecuted successfully those police officers for violating Rodney King's civil rights. So, yes, the federal government could step in and prosecute.
Tana, have you been able to gauge the reaction to this decision?
There's a group outside the court, not the courthouse, outside the prosecutor's office right now that's talking to the media. I've stepped away from that gaggle so I can't hear. But the DeBose family was speaking to media when I walked outside, and definitely tears, they're upset. The prosecutor met with the family before announcing his decision, and he said, you know, their reaction was just horrible, as he would expect it to be, as he said his own reaction would be if it's for his family member. People are not happy outside. Again, like I said, they're talking to media now. There's, well, a gathering of 50, 60 some odd people out here. And there may have been somebody who was overcome by heat. That's the latest round of sirens you may have heard. Somebody was taken back inside the building and a crew has come. So it is very warm outside and they're standing in the sun.
And Professor Hoffmeister, of course, the family of Sam DeBose is disappointed in this decision. Do they have any recourse left at this point?
You can always sue Sam DeBose in a civil matter, a wrongful death, for example.
Sue Ray Tensing? Uh-huh.
Exactly. So, for example, the O.J. Simpson, the Goldman family went and sued O.J. Simpson as a tort, a civil matter, and for wrongful death, so they could actually go after him individually.
Could the DeBose family sue the Tensing family, even though they've already had a civil suit with the university?
Yes, they settled, I think, with the university. I don't know what went into the settlement package, but if they didn't settle with the Tensing family, they could bring an individual case against him as an individual. They received a settlement with UC, and I don't know if they waived their rights with respect to Tensing. I'm not sure if they did or not, but they could go after him individually.
Professor Hoffmeister, just how tough is this to do? I mean, aren't convictions and use of force cases pretty rare anyhow?
Are you talking about the murder conviction and voluntary manslaughter?
Yeah, charge? I mean, most police use of force cases, there have been a number of them lately. These are pretty tough to prosecute, aren't they?
No, you're right. So when I first heard that he was bringing a murder voluntary manslaughter charge, I was quite surprised because, generally speaking, it is rare to get a charge of that nature against a law enforcement. We have a view of law enforcement having, we give them, as they said, a benefit of the doubt. They have a very difficult job to do. And so it's rare that you can count on them on one hand, generally speaking, the last time you've seen a police officer convict, especially in the line of duty, for murder or manslaughter. That's why I think some people are sort of second-guessing the prosecution in that, maybe they should have brought a negligent homicide or a reckless homicide, because those are such difficult charges to get a conviction on, murder, manslaughter. Then I just take away the race angle. Just if you took that part away, that's a whole other issue to address. But just if they were of the same race, it would be hard to get those types of convictions just because of the way that most jurors view police officers.
Go ahead, Tana.
Well, I just wanted to jump in on the race issue that was brought up there. That's another thing that the prosecutor says could be brought more into play if there was a federal case. He says the feds are able to take those things into account, such as the Confederate flag T-shirt, which was ruled out in the second trial here. They can take into account Tensing's high rate, so the number of African Americans that he pulled over. They can take some of those, quote, racial bias issues into account in their case that were not allowed in the cases here.
And Professor Hoffmeister, you mentioned that Ray Tensing could go back to work for a police department. Is he free to move to another part of the country, or does he have to make his whereabouts known to authorities, or is that it?
Do anything he wants. See, that's the difficulty. When you didn't get a single conviction, when you got nothing, then, you know, when we convict people in society, you know, it's the state v. Ray Tensing. And when you're convicted, you have the stigma of society saying you've done something wrong, and then there's a lot of collateral consequences that come with that. We can make you register, we can put you on probate, we can do all these things. But when you don't get that conviction, then you're just like everyone else. And so if you want to leave the state, what's to stop you? You know, if you want to apply to be a police officer again, what's to stop you? Because we don't have any of those convictions. So there's nothing preventing, that I'm aware of, from him applying for be another police officer, move out of the state, move up to a different city, just because he was not convicted.
Now, you were touching on one of the reasons why we had two hung juries in this case, and that being the charges that were brought in the cases. Mm-hmm. Are there any other reasons that you can think of for why we ended up with two hung juries in this?
Well, I think people's experience with law enforcement varies based on their social economic background. Unfortunately, I don't think police officers treat everyone the same. And so people have a different experience with police officers based, again, on their social economic background. And I think you bring those experiences to you when you go, because the jurors are made up of society, so you bring those experiences with you to the courtroom. So to me, from what I saw, again, I wasn't in the courtroom every day, but from what I saw, most of this case turned on a video, and it seemed half of Hamilton County viewed the video one way, and another half of Hamilton County viewed the video another way. So it seemed that people kind of, you know, based on their own experiences, kind of interjected then what they thought the verdict should be based on how they viewed police officers.
Well, thank you again, both of you, for joining us this afternoon. University of Dayton Law Professor Thaddeus Hoffmeister and WVXU Digital Editor and Reporter Tana Weingartner. And we will be discussing more about Joe Dieter's decision tomorrow on Cincinnati Edition. Thanks for listening to Cincinnati Edition. You can find archives of our programs at WVXU.org. Pete Reitmeier was the producer for today's show. The assistant producer was Selena Reeder. Dave Shermer was the technical director. I'm Mark Haney. Stay tuned for Here and Now, coming up next on 91.7 WVXU.